Welcome to Running, KAKM and KSKA's candidate forum for the 2008 primary election, hosted by Michael Carey.
Now let's meet David Hasse, who is the Libertarian candidate, and it's probably appropriate to start off with, who is David Hasse?
Well, I'm the Libertarian candidate for the U.S. Senate because I believe in liberty for Alaskans. You wouldn't send off two people to decide an important issue, but that's what we do. We've got two parties. If you had something important, you'd have three or five, but not four or two. This country needs a third party, and the Libertarian Party is the national third party. And if I get 3% of the vote, the Libertarian Party will remain a party in Alaska. If I don't, then it's back to square one.
What do you do when you're not campaigning?
Well, I'm pretty much a retired real estate broker.
And you live here in Anchorage?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you take a look at any kind of national polls, they all suggest President Bush is very unpopular. Why is that?
Because he made a lot of mistakes.
For example?
The way he handled the Iraq War with the provisional authority, Paul Bremer, going into Iraq, I think was the right thing. But sending civilians over there to rebuild their country. The Army knows how to rebuild countries. They've done it before. They did it in Germany. They did it in Japan. And now they're doing it in Iraq.
We have had many candidates come on here, or a number anyway, and have talked about health care and why Americans are being shortchanged and why it's very expensive. Do you have any thoughts on how to improve health care in this country in a manner that doesn't bankrupt the Treasury?
Yes. I'm for universal good health. In order to get there, we need to look at prevention, we need to bring in the scientists, and we need to put some restrictions on patent medicine.
Lobbyists should have an opportunity to be heard in government and in the halls of power, but they shouldn't be the loudest voice there. How do you strike a balance that allows lobbyists to represent businesses and individuals without allowing them to take over?
I think each individual legislature has to judge that. Lobbyists are a very good source of information, but they're also a source of bias, and they represent people that have interests that are a different agenda than what the taxpayers want.
And one of the things that comes to people's attention more and more here in Alaska, people who are in political life, is we have something like $36 billion in the Alaska Permanent Fund, and it seems more and more likely that in Congress, other states are going to be saying, hey, you've got all that money, why don't you spend some of it on your people's needs instead of asking us to pay for it? What would your response be to somebody who said that to you?
My response would be, you can move to Alaska, or you can go out and develop your own resources in your own state. I mean, we can't be ashamed that we have this money. I mean, compared to Dubai, we're paupers.
High oil prices are good for Alaska, but they're also hard on consumers who drive their cars, heat their homes. How as a U.S. senator would you resolve the conflicts that are presented by high oil prices?
We've got to stop the restrictions on all energy development, wind, solar, hydro, the tides. Coal is a fantastic opportunity, and coal can now be converted to gas and diesel in clean measures, and this would be a really boom for the interior of Alaska and the interior of the United States.
Okay. Briefly, how do you feel about term limits?
Well, I'm for term limits, but as you know, the Supreme Court has struck them down.
We have about 1 minute for you to make a closing statement. Mr. Hasse, take it away.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not naive to think that, you know, I'm going to get elected here, but it could happen. I believe in miracles. And if it is, I'm going to go after the money. And Bob brought up the gold and silver standard. The problem is, Bob, is the gold and silver is gone. I have watched in my lifetime, I was born during the Depression, the banks systematically milk the public time and time and time again. The savings and loan bailout, now we've got the subprime mortgage. These are all rackets to fleece the American people and eventually put us into slavery. Now, I'm not just a one-issue person. I've got some real qualms about No Child Left Behind, and I'm not talking about Ted Stevens and Don Young's legislation. I'm talking about the teenage dropouts. I've seen these 15 and 16-year-olds. They need a mentor, and I got a plan to make them winners. Thank you.